Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 381 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. This is John Malden. This continues our second week of coverage of the 38th annual Humana Festival of New American Plays from Actors Theater of Louisville. So we're going to get into the discussion of The Christians with guests Lucas Nath, playwright, and Les Waters, director and artistic director of Actors Theater of Louisville. So we're going to get into that discussion just after, you guessed it, these brief messages.
Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support. All right, guys, so this is John again from the IDS, and unfortunately we had some audio issues on our Humana coverage that first I want to apologize to you, the listener, and then I want to apologize to our guests, but it couldn't be helped. It was one of those things, so I know it's not the greatest audio event the IDS has ever done, and I do apologize for that, but I felt there was some value still in some of the information, all of the information that we could pull out of it. So I tried to clean it up as best I could, audio-wise, and again, I apologize to our guests and to you, the listener, that such calamity had befallen us. So anyway, again, the IDS apologizes for the inconvenience, and we'll rock on. So here is the episode.
Hi, I am someone you will probably never meet. Yet I ask you to take time
to think about people you don't know but need your help. Children, some of them, and they don't all play,
in the gutter, of course. Well, maybe if it's called for.
These men, women, and yes, even the children are professional actors. They want and need your time, money, and support.
For just pennies a second, you can enjoy the fruits of their labor. Make sure they know you heard about them on the Inexplicable Dumb Show. They may look at you funny, but that doesn't matter. It's for the children.
It's for the children.
It's time once again for some deep fried theater!
Hi, so I'm joined by Les Waters, Artistic Director of the Humana Festival and Director of the Christians, and I'm also joined by playwright Lucas Nath, who is the playwright of the Christians. Welcome, fellas. How are you?
Good.
We're all good. First off, kudos for the celebration of us. Brilliant, as always. Warm and receptive, and good time for all across the board.
Thank
you for that, and for letting me be here. Now, I jokingly asked Lucas if he's got his condo yet, because he's been down here the last 3 or so years. So, how has this process this year worked for you? Coming in. You kind of are one of the Grizzly veterans, right?
I know. Well, this play was a commission from Actors Theater, and so writing the play, it was written very much with the theater in mind, and even with the spaces here in mind, and Les in mind. So, it's a different kind of experience in that it's sort of, the writing of the play is very much done with the festival. But it's been good. I feel like, whatever learning curve one has for the Humana Festival, I've probably gotten past it. Very smooth sailing.
So how do you, I guess this is what, how do you determine which play gets which space?
Well, we
It's a good question. It's a very complicated and tricky question. We are working it out as we go along. The Christians was a control, and it seems to that it needs to be from the female theatre. So that took one slot. And sometimes, you know, we were working with a different thing. Worried about, you know, can these girls It's a complex series of negotiations.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was, again, kind of spot on from the top down for the Christians. I mean, all the flashbacks that I was having of going into churches when I was younger, you know, down to the type of carpet on the stage. It's just, like, that's amazing. So kudos again to there, for you guys there, but, and the choir behind them and everything. So what was the impetus for this story?
Well, it seemed to me that the far too often within Christianity is featured in plays, mockish tone, satirical bent, and it just seemed like a huge blind spot in the theatrical landscape. So I've recently become very interested in writing a play. I think about what's missing, you know, in the theatrical landscape, and the play fill a gap, and seems to be a good way of ensuring that the thing needs to exist. I mean, I want to try to only write plays.
I think, you know, to see, it's been really great to see you in different capacities over the 3 years, to kind of compare and see you grow and push yourself as an artist, you know, because to me, the Christian seems, Death Attack seemed to be kind of dense, like verbiage, and, you know, and the Christians didn't seem to have, I could see you were going kind of in a new direction with, it didn't seem quite as heavy with the verbiage. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, well, I mean, the Death Pact is a play that is about sense. You know, language. It's a play about people who are actually fast by it.
Right.
And so, somehow smear maze of language.
Right.
And that's actually what so, in this case, it's taking taken from the rhetoric of church. So that just as a result of play just required.
Right. So how much of the text, I mean, are you a biblical person, or have you do you have to do a lot of double checking verses and all that kind of stuff?
Well, you know, I think to some degree I'm a little, I'm in a little coy in how I answer those questions, just because, you know, I find that it's something that can happen is that the audience knows too much about my background and they start to read things in the play that aren't necessarily there. Yes, I actually did know quite a bit about theology coming in. So, friends who were able to sort of give me guidance and PCUSA pastor, a fellow playwright, Mark Schultz, who is actually a really great understanding of theology.
That's one thing that somebody would probably go, no, that's verse 4, you said.
Yes,
3. That's the second tip, you know. So, what's been the challenge for staging of that? What's been your kind of.
Well, all of the players performed on that's a challenge. I mean, it's a fun challenge. We have a team of who really embraced the language, where the use of author and liberation of social practices. You're always performing.
Well, speaking of the theology stuff, I mean, I know you were trying to be fair and balanced, but you were, you know, there wasn't, I didn't see it since kind of one way or the other, you know, like you were trying to say, no condemnation of the process. With the microphones, why, and I'm just asking you, why do you think, or why didn't they drop them?
I think once the convention was basically, and you also have to close with, look, this play is shit. So pass the pull. That gives the act.
I liked the but the one moment where Joshua comes back. I think that scene where between Paul and Josh, we just was really well done, and I loved that he was checking back and want to make sure everything right, and then he just kind of turns away and says, "Because my voice carries." Like that, the use of the mics made that one moment really pop. What's the scale of response? Have you had people who have been arguably one way or the other, or challenged you, or
the response has been generally good. I think when we first started off, people were a bit sensitive, sure, really, very clear. What I think locally,
right?
No, these are actually questions.
To prove to the point, walking over here this morning, I passed a couple, and the woman said, and I don't know, but the woman said to the man, she didn't like that there wasn't a definite answer, that he didn't have, in her mind, but passing by, didn't have justification for what he said. And I thought, that's interesting, but I like that there's not a concrete, like, you know, because I was sitting there going, okay, he's got the two arguments. How is this going to resolve itself? And I was worried, you know, that there's going to be some sort of contrived sort of, here it is. Yeah. And there wasn't. And I thought that was brilliant. So was there a temptation to try to sum it up for everybody? Or were you intentionally sort of not wanting to believe it so you could have this discussion?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm just an audience member for
happening. And it's funny because, like, in some ways, one of my concerns was actually Paul has the most concrete evidence in the play.
Right.
And actually the rest of the evidence presented from the other side is very experiential, but also very subjective experiential. Right. So I was actually rather worried that sales were too thick. Interesting, but
right. No, I'll agree with you there. Yeah, I mean, you're right, because he has the, you know, no, in this language, this is what this word meant, and but, you know, that makes, at least to my mind, complete more sense than, you know, than the others. Well, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
All right, so I'd like to thank Les Waters and Lucas Nate for stopping by and chatting with Christians with me today. Up next week, we're going to be talking a little Remix 38, which is a nice kind of homage to the 38 years of the Humana Festival of New American Plays. And so we're going to get into all that kind of stuff next week. Again, I'm going to push my show on Breaking the Unseen at Cincy Rep's Intern Showcase at NBT in Nashville there, April 27th and 28th. So get the word out. Also, if you want to, if you had a, you've seen The Christians and you have a viewpoint about it, put it in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com. Call the voicemail line, 615-866-1282, or again, follow the show on Twitter, @inexplicableds, @I, inexplicable, D, S. Get the latest comings and goings and whatnots via our Twitter feed. So again, next week we're going to hit into Remix 38. And then, of course, locally here in Nashville, we've got the Unseen at the Tennessee Reps Intern Showcase at MD2. So until next week, I'll see you. Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at magnatune.com. That's M-A-G-N-A-T-U-N-E. Magnatune. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.